from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. September 6th, 10 in health, the one that made me reread the abstract is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from Science Daily Health, compound in blueberries may help muscle cells burn excess fat. Next. Second, from Science Daily Health, some joints may be primed for rheumatoid arthritis before birth. Scientists have found evidence that vulnerability to rheumatoid arthritis may begin before birth. Finger joints commonly affected by the disease develop with different tissue structures and larger populations of specialized fibroblasts than joints that are usually spared. Those cells also respond differently to inflammation, suggesting that the architecture of each joint may help determine where arthritis eventually takes hold. Up next, third from Science Daily Health, heart disease and kidney disease can fuel each other. New guidelines aim to break the cycle. Heart disease and chronic kidney disease can accelerate one another, but new guidelines say simple screening and early treatment could substantially reduce the risks. Blood and urine tests, combined with proven heart and kidney therapies, may help catch problems sooner and prevent serious complications. And then, fourth from Dr. Approved, should parents worry more about TikTok than YouTube? A. If two teenagers each spend 3 hours on their phones, I would not assume they had anything like the same afternoon. One might watch guitar tutorials, talk with friends, look up homework, and edit a video. The other might spend much of that time watching people she knows drinking, vaping, getting high, or showing off at parties. The Screenheim report gives both parents the same number, which is one reason I have never found the number terribly satisfying by itself. A new study makes that problem harder to ignore. Next, fifth, from Lindsay Mack's Complexity Edge. You keep waiting to become the person who can handle a normal life. There's a version of you that lives 6 months from now, maybe a year. They have a clean inbox. They meal prep on Sundays without it turning into a two-hour sensory ordeal. They don't cry in the car before work. They can go to the birthday party and the dentist appointment and still have something left over for themselves in the evening. You've been waiting for that version of you for a long time. You haven't given up or announced it to anyone or anything like that. Up next, sixth, from Chris Kimball's Substack. Cold oven brown sugar pound cake. Starting with a cold oven was a concept that became popular when companies were trying to sell the American public on using gas ovens. This approach provided a sense of frugality, since there was no preheating, and was a benefit that helped balance out the concerns of using gas. Many home cooks were concerned that the gas would poison their food. The cold oven approach also offered convenience compared to a wood or coal-fired oven. Just throw the pan in the oven and turn it on. No need to start a fire and get the oven up to temperature. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.